AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Testifying this morning in the impeachment hearings, two witnesses who were on that call between President Trump and Ukraine's president.
The day starts with Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman, an Army officer at the National Security Council, and Security Council aide to Vice President Mike Pence, Jennifer Williams. They are experts in foreign policy and listened to the phone call in July between President Trump and Ukraine's President Zelensky. Vindman and Williams testified behind closed doors and said they were uneasy about talk of investigations of Joe Biden and his son Hunter. So far, Republicans have complained the witnesses in the inquiry were offering only hearsay without much firsthand knowledge of the president's actions. These witnesses are much closer to the White House. Ed Donahue, Washington.
President Trump's doctors say rumors that the president suffered chest pain and that's why he suddenly went to the hospital on Saturday are not true. U.S. Navy Commander Sean Conley also says the president was not treated or evaluated for any urgent issues. The White House says the president was just getting a head start on his annual physical. An American held captive by the Taliban for 3 years in Afghanistan is free this morning in a prisoner swap.
American Kevin King and Australian Timothy Weeks were released today in southern Afghanistan after more than 3 years in captivity, according to a Taliban official. Their freedom comes hours after the Afghan government freed three Taliban prisoners.
AP correspondent Matt Small reporting. Kevin King's family says he is now with U.S. officials in Afghanistan getting medical care ahead of his return home. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says it's a great day for the state of Israel. He's in the West Bank this morning as the U.S. declares it does not consider Israeli settlements there to be a violation of international law. This is AP News. Japanese authorities say an engineer at Toyota in central Japan killed himself after his boss constantly ridiculed him.
Automaker Toyota has acknowledged the case after reports of the ruling emerged. The company saying it hopes to prevent further such instances in the future and expressed condolences over the 28-year-old worker's death. An attorney for the victim and his family says Toyota was responsible for mismanagement for allowing the work harassment to continue. He says the young engineer was repeatedly called an idiot by his boss and told he should die. The worker's name is being withheld due to privacy concerns. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Florida's Daytona Beach International Airport had to be evacuated this morning because of a suspicious package. Airport officials say the package has been cleared now and normal operations are about to resume. Evacuated travelers were standing outside on the sidewalk for a time. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.